Zeche Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Minsel Pilchas, Zeche Nishmas Daniel Shane Bas Yeshua Falk. Okay, so we were talking about Chafifa the past 2 days. The whole point of Chafifa is you shouldn't have a Chatzitza. And the Gemara says that Chatzitza is a din daraisa if it's Rubo or Machpit. Bottom line, Hilchasuk Rav Yitzchok, Dam Rav Yitzchok. Dvar Torah, Rubo Umakpit Olav Chotzitz. So, Rubo means the rove of your body and your Makpit. Means your rove of your body has something on it that you're, that you don't want to be there. And so your Rubo Umakpit, that's a Daraisa. But if it's Rubo She'enu Makpit, but if it's rove of the body and you're not Makpit, or miut umakpid, or it's part, a small part of your body, and you don't want it there, that's only drabonin. And miut she'ein umakpid is mikra din is mutter. So to have a chatzitza daraisa is not so common, because that would mean, you know, rover the body. When do you have something on the rover your body, you know, that you don't want there is not the norm. There's a famous machlokus on page 3 in the Rambam, Perek Beis, Halacha Tezvav. About, do you view the hair as a separate unit? So if you view the hair, the Rambam says, first opinion is the opinion of the Gaonim. In other words, if rove of your hair is knotted, you know, and it's, in other words, if it's a couple of hairs that are knotted, they're not knotted strong enough. So, that wouldn't be a chatzitza. But if it's each hair is knotted to itself, and it's rover the hairs, the Gaonim say that's a chatzitza daraisa, because we view the hair as a separate unit. The hair in your head is a separate unit. And the Rambam disagrees. And he says, Yerleisha soro shalodim kegufu hu chashav lin yitzvilo, ve'enu keguf b'fnei atzmo. So the Rambam disagrees that it's part of the body. It's not a separate unit. And the Meiri has a Kiddush on page 4. In other words, if you say like the opinion that the hair is a separate unit, so he says, with the second arrow, is Kach Kotzvu HaGaonim Neshehim Mefarshim Rov Se'oro Chen B'Shar Mekomos Rov Ha'Ever. Whereas every limb is a separate unit, just like the hair is a separate unit. So if you have a finger, say your whole finger has a chatzitza on it, has a band-aid on it, something like that. So each Ever could be considered a separate unit. And therefore, if the rove of that aver is covered up, that could be a chatzitza deraisa according to the Gaonim. But this is only within the Gaonim. If you hold like the Rambam, the whole body is one thing, and therefore it's only a shayla of the derabbanan. So that is the. That is the story with the. Now, we have another. So usually it's going to be the Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan is also something. The Rabbanan is also something. So if you map it, and it's miyut, so then you're not allowed to go to the mikvah. There's a snapshot, oh, it's at the Rabbanon, so therefore everything goes by the Rabbanon. If you makpid, then it's a... Oh. So there's a famous Ravid on page 20 in the Balei HaNefesh. There's a famous Ravid. Yikash lecha chutei tzemer. Chutei tzemer. Chutei pishta nerutzua shebarosh shashi habanos. As if women have, you know, strings, you know, that they put on their hair, different, you know, bows that they make on their braids. So it's chotzitz. Ah, but it's only a miyut. And is it einu makvid? She wants it there. So the Ravid says a big yisod. That makvid means it doesn't have to be makvid now. But if you would say, if she would be washing her hair, taking a shower, she wouldn't want those bows to be there because it's going to interfere. So therefore, what do we say? That's makvid. Even though now she's not washing, you know, she's not washing her hair. But since when she would be washing her hair, she wouldn't want those chutei tzemer, chutei pishtun to go there. So then it would be what? It would be. It would be a problem. And then he says the famous thing. This is like the big thing in the world about taking off rings. You know, especially a woman who's going to the mikveh. She's married. She has wedding rings, and wedding rings. Talk about a wedding ring. We should say over the Maisa from Avraham Levitt from Atlanta. The famous Maisa from Avraham Levitt from Atlanta. We were at a chasana in Atlanta, one of my talmidim. And right after the chuppah, as she's walking down the kala, she can't find the ring. I mean, you're still married. I mean, once he was makadosh, the finish ne'edim, even if she loses the ring afterwards. But still, it's like very disheartening. You know, you were with you just had it, and all of a sudden the ring is gone within minutes. Till Rav Avram Levitt stepped up to the plate and he found the ring. Okay, that was a big maisa, the maisa from Atlanta, at the Kedushin. Actually, this woman, just this morning I spoke to this person, so it's funny that I should say over this maisa, but Rav Avram Levitt saved the day. She saved the day, even though, again, she would have been Mukadeshes either way. But Stam, it's just, it's very disheartening that all of a sudden you're walking out of the chuppah and the ring is already gone. Oh, so the question is, does a woman have to take off her ring when she goes to the mikveh? It's a miyut. But why is it makvid? She wants it there, right? She wants the ring to be there. So the Ravid says, "Chei hatabash shebiyadim efsha shalota v'renu b'shas lisha." Efsha shalota. Because if she's going to need dough, she's going to want it off. So since she's going to need dough, she wants it. She's going to want it off. So therefore, it's considered a chatzitza, even though now she's not needing dough. But when she's cooking, she's going to want it off. So therefore, it's not considered a chatzitza. It is considered a chatzitza. It is considered. I said it wrong. It is considered a chatzitza because since when she is going to need dough, she's going to want it off. So even though she's not needing dough now, she has to take it off. So that's the practice, that a woman goes to the mikveh, she takes off her rings. And this, every once in a while, could be a problem. Sometimes a woman, her fingers get expand, and then she can't get the ring off. You know, we've had such such cases like that. So now, what if she's a woman that doesn't need dough? You know, not all women need dough. There could be some women that never take off their rings. They only take off their rings to go to the mikveh. In other words, the fact that you're taking it off for the mikveh doesn't count. That doesn't make it makpid, because you're only doing it because you take it off in another situation. So, what is the story then? So there's a tshuva from the Gan Hamelech on page 21. He's the Gittes Varadim, the rabbi from Egypt, Rabbeinu Avram Halevi. So this tshuva is about Netilas Yadayim. Misha Einu Makpid al Taboso B'Shas Melacha. Say you're not Makpid. Say the person's not machmir. He says, "Dover pashut hu she'ein l'hachmir." Now here's talking about tilas yadayim. So tilas yadayim is more kal. You know, when a woman's washing her hands just to eat bread. He says, "Dover pashut hu she'ein l'hachmir." Okay, in elu mishayesh lo malacha grua. She mishayer hatamas. But some people, you have a nice desk job, you're a computer person, so nothing gets dirty. But you're a person who deals with you're a digger, or you know, you get yourself dirty. You're a butcher, you know, you get yourself dirty.
Rabbi, is he saying that a man is wearing the ring? In this case?
Yeah, this could be even a man.
I thought that's a whole thing, if a man should wear a ring or not.
Yeah, it's a man. But yeah, it's a different discussion. But if a person, he has a job where he gets himself dirty, so then he takes off his rings. But if he has a job that he doesn't get himself dirty, so he's just a computer person, so he doesn't take off his rings necessarily. Or Misha ain't lo malacha. He doesn't have a job, at all. She ain't locha shlasirin. Afagav the mahat kituva. Mishum davich katzitza b'myukudu she'er makvid. But that could be a mere she'er makvid. So one maybe could say the same thing about a woman. What if a woman, she doesn't make challah. She just buys the challah, so she never needs dough. Question is maybe when she showers, maybe even if she showers, she doesn't take it off. So would there be a svar to say? So for her, it's not makpid. But we have to realize that there's a halacha that you don't necessarily... that we're machpid both ways. Say if you're machpid and no one else is machpid, or everyone else is machpid and you're not machpid. So then you have to follow the chumrah. If you're machpid even though most people are not, or most people are not and you are, it's still considered a chatzitza. So just because she never does it, may still require her to take it off. So he says, "V'nei b'ikr din chatzitza dainin lo l'chol echad v'echad l'fi mashehu." So he says that
there's categories of people. Like, if you're a lawyer, you're with the categories of lawyers. But if you're with the butchers, then your categories of butchers, then you follow what people do in your category.
Say you're a Talmid Chacham, you're learning Koyel. So the Gan HaMelech has this kula that if you're a person that never takes it off, so then maybe so the Maisa, you know, we usually, you know, the minhag is to take it off. You know, because like the Ramaz machmir even miyachein machmir to take it off luchatchila. So, but if you look in the, so technically speaking, if a person never takes it off, there could be a svar to say that that it's not a chatzitza. If you look in the Shiuri Tara on page 20...
So what if they fly ever? They go through a metal detector?
If they go through a metal detector, what's with
it? Or like an MRI?
Uh-huh. Ben Catchleet is asking, what if they go through a metal detector, MRI? So it's not something that they do on a... like on a regular basis, where it's not going to, in other words, kneading dough is something they would do. You understand? So even though they're not doing it this second, it's something they would do. But something that you don't do regularly or something like that wouldn't necessarily be the same thing. We'll see that. There's a famous truth about that. But let's take a look at the Sidra, the Shiuri Tara, page 26. The Shiuri Tara is the same as the Sidra Tara. He just changed his name midway in the... So he quotes the Gan HaMelech on page 26. Tov v'fosh Hashem ha'achmer kein el mishi yesh lo melech grua. Shem yishar ha'tabas v'yod v'yitamfu me'isek v'osu melech. So he says what the Gan HaMelech says. And then he writes that a woman who doesn't have the derech to knead dough, so that could be okay. So then keep going. So he says maybe it's mutter, but the Sidrei Tara says you shouldn't be meikel. Why? Because mochrei revav is a category of people. You know, they're butchers. So in that category, you know they do, they're makpid because they do work that's dirty. And But if you're just a woman, so I don't know if you're a woman that needs dough or doesn't need dough. Say many women do need dough. You have to be in a category that's niker, that you're a separate category. So if you're just a woman or just a man, that you don't, it's not niker. So maybe it will plug. So, in other words, if already she's a woman that doesn't need dough, And she went to the mikveh with her ring on. And the couple was already together after the mikveh. So so then maybe we can be makel. Not, you know, because... but b'chatchil, we still tell the woman to take it off. Because with choshesh, maybe there's a low plug, and it's not like a separate category of... Well, so Rav Moshe Feinstein, on page 29, has a famous tshuva here. It's written to his brother Mordechai, God of Bezalel of Shklov. So he says like this. Temporary fillings. That's what the tshuva is about. Temporary fillings. So we know, well, there's a din of chatzitza even in the mouth, even though you don't open up your mouth when you go to the mikveh, but it has to be royal bias mayim. That's why we're speaking from Rav Abadi, that if somebody uses a floss and then they and it broke and it stays between the teeth and now it's a little bothersome, then that's a real chatzitza. Chatzitza midrabanan, but yet still a chatzitza. She can't go to the mikveh unless she gets the floss removed. Right? So what if you have a temporary filling? Right? You have a temporary filling they can keep in a little bit, he says, and then they're going to take it out and put in a permanent filling. So is that considered a chatzitza? Because you're going to take it out. Right? Just like the Ravid said, when you're going to knead dough, you're going to take it out. So here, eventually, when the permanent filling is going to be ready, then they're going to take this one out. So is a woman allowed to go to the mikveh with a temporary filling? This tshuva is from the early tshuvas. This tshuva was written in Luban. You know, before Moshe came to America, even. Those were the best tshuvas. Like Rabbi Will mentioned, you know, when there was home arrest through quarantine, you know, Rabbi Moshe was able to learn, the whole day, you know, without any disruptions. So he says like this, based on the Zichron Yosef. So he says like this, kneading dough can be any day. Any day a woman has some time, she can knead dough, cook, whatever. So therefore, even though she's not doing it necessarily today, but since it's something so fluid that she could do it, you know, when she has time, it could be any day. So even though that day is not necessarily here now, but potentially it could have been today. But if you have a concept that it has to be, the chatzitz has to be there a certain amount of time, and that time hasn't come yet. And it's not going to be any day. It's a block of time. It was so here, when you put in the temporary filling, it's not happening right away. There's going to be a block of time that it's going to be there. Even if the block of time is, you know, there's different posts can say, does it have to be 7 days? Even if they say it's 3 days. But there's a block of time that it definitely has to be here for that amount of time. It's not like if that time hasn't come yet, then it's not a chatzitza. That's a yisod. But the right is yisod, that since you can knead dough, it'll be a chatzitza, so even though you're not kneading dough today, but technically you could, because kneading dough, you can do it any day necessarily. But there's not a block of time when, say, a woman kneads dough once a week for Shabbos, every Thursday, but sometimes, like, when Like we go to we have chasen to say on a Thursday, so then my wife will have to say cook for Shabbos, so it's Wednesday or some, you know, some other, you know. So any day could be the day. But when it's coming to what? To taking out a temporary filling, so it's going to be there a certain amount of time. Whatever that time is, it's a block of time, and therefore, and since right now that time didn't come, and she wants it there, then it's not a chatzitza. And this is Rav Moshe's Yisod. And this Yisod is from the Sefer Zichron Yosef, the Halakha Sefer Zichron Yosef. Which happens to be in the package. This is the Halakha Yisod from the Zichron Yosef. Oh, my God, here, the Zichron Yosef on page 24. What is this truth about? Yeah. Okay, now you got to realize something. In Hilchas Chatzitza, when we talk about Tabas, so we just spoke about a ring, you know, that she puts on her finger. But there's another tabas that's spoken about in Hilchas Nida. And that's even spoken about more often than this tabas. And that is, some women have a condition called uterine prolapse. What does that mean? That the uterus is like falling down. So they have to put a circular thing, which looks like a ring, in the opening of the uterus to keep it up, so it shouldn't fall down. In other words, if you have the condition of uterine prolapse, then you have to have a tabas berechem, not a tabas on the. And you know what the poskim call it also, this tabas. The poskim call it a bagel. A bagel. You'll see. It's in the poskim. It's a bagel, because it's a round little thing, like a bagel. So they call it the bagel. So the shaila is could she go to the mikveh with a bagel inside of her? Okay, with a bagel inside. So that's the Zichron Yosef's thing here. Because normally there's a din that there's a chatzitza there. It's a problem. So he says, so that's the vort that he says from the Zichron Yosef, that the maisa here, yeah, it's really the piece, the ode. Okay, it starts. Okay, let's take a look. It's on page 23, really. It begins. Le'inyan chatzitzas tabazeh. So this tabas is the ring that's inside her body, holding up the uterus. Diver Ishi Kol Kachtum Sakaris Nafsha. Okay. The Menicha Tamid Bos Besocha Zulas Pavochevle Leida. In other words, when is she going to take it out? She always wants it to be there, but if she's giving birth, then she has to take out the ring because the baby has to come out. So is that called the chatzitza? Since when the baby comes out, she doesn't want it there? So even though the baby's not coming out now, but just like we say by the kneading of the dough. So Rav Moshe says, the Zichron Yosef says, no. Because it's not, the time hasn't come. But that time hasn't been there. So Rav Moshe interprets this idea that whenever there's some, even though the poskim speak about Zman Meruba, Rav Moshe says it's not so much about Zman Meruba versus Zman Miyot. It's about something that just can't happen at any time. Baby doesn't come out at any time. Kneading dough, technically, any time she could be, because she could be kneading dough. So therefore, even though she's not kneading dough now, we view it, what would be if she would be kneading dough today. But now she doesn't. She's not going to want the tabas in her when she's giving birth, because the baby has to come out, so she can't have the thing, you know, holding up her thing then. So then you take out the tabas and you deliver the baby. But that just can't come any time. That's going to only come specific times. So Rav Moshe is medame that to the filling. In other words, the filling is not, the temporary filling is not any time you're going to want to take it out. It's once you put it in, there's going to be a chunk of time that you're going to want it there, and then that time will elapse, that we're ready now to put in the regular filling. So he compares those cases. So the Zichron Yosef is the one that started this idea to limit the Ravid to a case of something that technically could just happen at any time. But if it's a Zman Kavua, that you're going to be happy with it, if that Zman Kavua didn't come yet, then that's okay. So that's a big yisod. That's a big yisod.
So, Rabbi, can I just ask what's considered a Zman Kavua in these cases? Is it like if I know that there's like a minimal amount of time that it's gonna be fine, I'm not gonna worry about it. But right. Obviously for childbirth, like, you know, we assume that there's a minimal amount of time, but after that, like, who knows, kind of thing.
Right, childbirth is it's 9 months. You know, for 9 months you don't have to worry that it's coming. Right. So you.
Right, but after that point,
obviously the temporary filling is usually not for 9 months. Right.
Right. I'm saying.
But it's a chunk of time. It's not like any second it'll.
Right. So basically, like when we say Zman Kavua, it's not that you know exactly when you're going to take it out or when it's going to come out, but it's. It's like, it's you know that there will be a certain minimal amount of time that you're not going to take it out, and after that, like at some point, you're going to take it out.
Right.
I assume this is where the heter for like gel nail polish would come from, because like you know it'll last a certain amount of time, and then after that it might go away.
Not exactly. The gel nail polish. is a different heter. Jail nelpan is the heter. We'll see that something that will annoy. Anything that's for the beauty is not a chatzitza. So even though technically you can have a woman, I would say there's probably some women in the world that every week they have a new gel, you know, because they're very fancy people, they have a lot of money, you know, they're always putting on things. Yeah, I don't know, right? So, but that, the heter over there is that it's for, anything that's lenoy is not chotzitz.
But then we're saying a ring is not lenoy?
Oh, so a ring is lenoy. A ring is lenoy. But what do you see? But since when she's going to eat dough, she's not going to want it there. So then it's that trumps that.
Right, so it has to be lenoy and also like always be there for Zman Kavua.
Right, so if she would take it off when she's kneading dough, she would take off. But women does not necessarily take off the manicure when they're kneading dough. Say a woman gets manicures, but then she bakes dough for challah. So what is she going to do? Still going to do the dough baking.
Right. Well, that would probably be why regular nail polish doesn't work, because it comes off so easily, or like women just take it off pretty quickly.
So that's the yisod here. So this could also be the yisod of stitches as well. Stitches, if you say you want the stitches to be there. So it has to be there for a certain amount of time. And you want it there. Even though right now you're not ready to get it out. Or it's dissolvable stitches that are going to come out itself eventually. So, but right now, you're not matzah. So that's the story.
Rabbi, how does it work with the birth control that some women use that goes inside? Do they have to take that out before the mikvah?
Like, for example, a NuvaRing.
Right.
So we have a packet on that coming up. Does she have to take out the ring? This is a different ring. You have a ring on your finger. You have a ring from the uterine prolapse. And then there's another ring for birth control, called a NuvaRing. There's all the word ring, but they're three different things. Look at, there's a tshuva here in the Noda B'Yehuda on page 34. He talks about the tabas b'omek haprozdor. I mean, that's the ring that you use for uterine prolapse. Dvar Yisha Shehusam Tabash Al Shava Toch Omeka Prozdor Utsar Hafua. Vade Kari Makvid. The Rosh Yehuda usually in his tshuvas, especially in Nida, usually is Machmir. The Rosh Yehuda is from the Machmirim, especially in Hilchas Nida. He says, the Zichron and Yosef was the one who was Mekel, that she doesn't have to take out the ring inside of her. But the note of view that says no, Vaday Kari Makrit, Shari Hu Mislachlek Tomid Bimei Midasa, Tzrichum Asir Be, she says, she's Mafsik Batara. It gets bloody, so you want to do a Bedikas. But then he says, but maybe this is too foreign, and it's called Balua. So if it's so far in, in other words, the Rode Beulah doesn't work with the Zichron Yosef and Rav Moshe's Kula, of this idea that there's a block of time. He says that maybe if it's so far in, anything that's too far in is not even considered in the realm of Chatzitza. In other words, your teeth is not so far in. You open your mouth, there are your teeth. But something that's further in, maybe there's no din of Chatzitza because it's called a Mokam Balua and you don't even need Roy Labias Mayim. So he says, if we can verify that that's so far in, and so then, and he says to, who was he writing the tshuva to? Rav Shaul, Rav Bezdin, the Chalkadosh Dor. So he says, and you'll be masking with me, and your son-in-law, whatever. So then we could be maybe Mako. But in other words, Be'etzem, he holds that it's a chatzitza. Not like Rav Moshe and the Zichron Yosef, that it's not a chatzitza because he wanted there for a block of time. He holds it is. The only maybe he could be Mako is because it's so far up, it's not even called Beis HaStarm anymore. Beis HaStarm has to be Roy Labias Mayim, like your teeth. Have to be Roy Labias Mayim. But if it's too far up, then it's a balua, and Mokum balua doesn't have any din of chatzitza. So if it's so far, and what's the, how far up? So, lamalam imokum shashamash dosh. In other words, when a couple has intercourse, and the man's aver goes into the woman, so it goes into a certain degree, but further up from that, that's considered balua. In other words, where the aver gets, that's called Beis HaStarim. But from where the aver ends and there's still space there, that's Mokum Balua. You know, every opening in the body has to have a cutoff point. Where is it Beis HaStarim, or where is it Mokum Balua? So he says, if that's the reality here, that it's above the Mokum Shashamash Dosh, where the aver treads, so then it would be Mutter because it's Balua.
Isn't that a very subjective measurement? Because that very much depends on the couple.
Yeah, but there's going to be within. It's not going to be so different. No, it won't be so different. It either will be or won't be. You know what I mean? I don't think it's going to be. But you have to, you know, ask an OBG to see how different it'll be from person to person. But that's his yisod of the Noda Behuda. So he argues with this whole thing from Rav Moshe and the Zichron Yosef. But he has another possible method. But obviously, he wouldn't use, in the case of the Noda Behuda would disagree with Rav Moshe's tshuva about the filling. You know, that's clearly not a Mokum Balua. That's the beginning of the mouth. And certainly stitches, you would think, is not, you know, again, maybe there could be other Heterim, we have to see. Okay, Rebbe. So this is some of the beginning of Seidus we did today in Lechuchas Chatzitza. Okay, so I want to wish everyone a good Shabbos, and a good Lag BaOmer, and a good Shabbos. And Be'ez Hashem, on Monday we'll continue. Okay, have Avram Levitt, and Josh Blau, and Max Kirschenblum, and Memzi Binter, and Avi Lichshai, and Nathan Bauer, and Ben Katz, and Zach Berger, and Ezra Hagler. Did I get everybody? Avram Levitt, Josh Blau, Avi Lichshai, Memzi Binter, Nathan Bauer, Ben Katz, Zach Berger. Okay. Okay, so... Chatzitza is a very interesting sugis about Chatzitza. It comes up a lot. You know, these shilas of Chatzitza. Rav Bani once told me once that Chatzitza, makbid means that you makbid right away. What does that mean? Like if there would be mud on your hand, you wouldn't say, you know, I'll wait till I get home to... No, right away you're going to get rid of the mud. Understand? So I went to this Rav Abadi, so don't you see from the din of the Raiva, it doesn't have to be right away? So he said to me, no. The Raiva means that even though you're not there, but once you would need, right away you would take it off. So in other words, I always ask people, you know, would you go outside with this, if you had this thing on your hand? Would you go to a wedding with it? Would you go outside? Or you'd, like, if you have mud on your hand, you're not going to the wedding. You're going to get rid of it. And even if you're in the street, you're not... You know, you go right away to... So Rav Abadi says that's what it means, makbid. Makbid right away. Even though I asked him, well, what about the Ravid? That's not right away. He says, no. The pshat of the Ravid is that if you would be doing it now, you would be makbid, and then you would be makbid right away to take off the ring once you're doing the... But in other words, you're not makbid now because you're not doing it now. But the Ravid, so it is, that even though you're doing it now, but potentially you can do it now, that's a chatzitza. But Rav Abadi said to me, but once it's potential, once theoretically it's there, that you're doing it, then right away you're makbid. That's a yisod in what it means, makbid, that I heard from Rav Abadi. It's makbid right away. Makbid right away, it means you're okay, you're not okay. You prefer not to have it, but like you have mud on your hand, you know, right away you're going to go and take care of it. You're not going to say, oh, I'll walk in the street a little bit, you know, because that's something that's very makbid. Okay, have your job, Mr.